Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're going to discuss an upcoming presentation on property taxes. We'll review some public safety discussions that happened at this week's council meeting. We'll introduce the county's new transportation planning director. And finally, we'll talk about some exciting Summit County events coming up later this summer. So let's get into the news.
Okay, first up, we want to talk about property taxes here in Summit County. At this week's council meeting and online, members of the public expressed their concern and curiosity about why their property values and taxes have increased, what exactly their property taxes pay for, and what role elected offices play when determining property values and tax rates.
To address concerns and answer questions, an in-depth presentation on property taxes is going to be held at next week's County Council meeting on Wednesday, August 10th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Richens Building at Kimball Junction, which is located at 1885 West Ute Boulevard.
The council and the public will hear directly from Michael Howard, Summit County Auditor, Stephanie Paul, Summit County Assessor, and Corey Forsling, Summit County Treasurer.
Public comment will be taken following the briefing, and input will be taken both in person and on Zoom, so we encourage everyone who has questions or concerns about their property taxes to attend this meeting either in person and virtually. And for more information on the presentation, as well as on property taxes and appeal and deferral information for taxes, please visit bit.ly/propertytax101.
Okay, shifting gears, there were several discussions regarding public safety resources at this week's County Council meeting.
First, we heard from the Park City Fire District on the possibility of them shifting toward independence in providing emergency medical EMS services within their district boundaries with no financial support from the county.
This would leave the option open for the county or Eastern Summit County municipalities to contract with PCFD to provide EMS in the North and South Summit areas.
Council directed staff to begin work exploring on what it would look like at a budget level, as well as what an interlocal agreement with Park City Fire District could look like.
Next, we heard from Bryce Boyer, Summit County Fire Warden, and Catherine McMullen, Summit County Emergency Manager, on a county-funded volunteer wildland fire unit. Established back in May of this year, this team will serve as an extended attack resource if deployment is requested by incident command in the event of a wildfire.
And finally, all public safety agencies in the county involved in response to wildfires, including the Summit County Sheriff's Office, Dispatch, Search and Rescue, Park City, North Summit and South Summit Fire Districts, and the Summit County Fire Warden and Emergency Manager shared their responsibilities and timelines in the event of a wildfire.
This briefing was requested by the County Council, who heard concerns from the community about this year's fire season and how well equipped the county is to respond to any incidents. It was clear from this presentation that Summit County is well prepared and has excellent coordination and communication between all response agencies.
And a big thank you to all of the agencies that attended for all the help they do every day, and especially in times of emergencies, to keep our community safe.
So, speaking of wildfire, as of August 3rd, 2022, due to recent and upcoming monsoonal moisture, Summit County has reduced its fire danger level from high to moderate.
Even so, we encourage residents and visitors to continue practicing safe fire sense. Tips and tricks on doing so can be found at utahfiresense.org.
And as always, to receive updates about current fire conditions and active fires in Summit County, text SC Fire Info to 888-777.
And in other news, Summit County hired a new transportation planning director, Carl Miller, and he officially started this week.
Carl joined the county after 15 years of experience with the Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, which is a metropolitan planning association in the Boise area.
He will work closely with our engineering department and Caroline Rodriguez, the executive director of High Valley Transit District. The county is lucky and excited to have him. Welcome aboard, Carl.
Okay, moving on to some very exciting news. The Summit County Fair is finally here. This year's fair will kick off tomorrow, Saturday, August 6th, and will run through August 13th.
Join us and experience this traditional small-town fair with cowboys and bucking broncos, a carnival, fair royalty, home canned goods, flowers, vegetables, and so much more. Events are held throughout Summit County, but the home base is in Colville at the Summit County Fairgrounds.
The signature Demolition Derby event is already sold out, but the 2022 PRCA Rodeo, happening Friday, August 12th and Saturday, August 13th, still have tickets available. Save your spot now at bit.ly/summitrodeo22.
And stay in touch about all things with the Summit County Fair throughout the week using our fair text line. And you can join that by texting Summit Fair to 888-777.
All right. Lastly, Summit County is proud to present country music artist Easton Corbin in concert at the Summit County Fairgrounds on September 3rd at 8:30 p.m.
Opening artists include Honky Blue Tonky, Triggers and Slips, and Jagertown, who will also join in on the fun.
Tickets are on sale for $25 at summitcountyfair.org. Under the events tab. We hope to see you all there.
And that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.